There you are. You didn't have any trouble getting up, did you? Good. I gave the receptionist this adorable little picture of you. I was really hoping she'd recognize you. Well, it had these cute little dog ears I edited on you. No matter, it's not the point. Are you excited for your big day? What are you wearing? Is this the nicest you have? You don't own a suit? This is a really big, like, corporate opportunity. Are you... Screw it. I'm texting Dad. Well, to be honest, he kind of told me he would hire you for that fancy position without the interview. The interview was just to make you feel like you actually earned it. You realize this is all nepotism, right? My dad owns the company. You're my friend. I'm getting you this nice job that you're not actually qualified for. Well, I told Daddy how much of a hard worker you were. How you've been running your store all by yourself? And still bringing in good numbers? Of course he wanted you up here. You deserve better. Well, of course I bat my eyelashes a little bit for him. As if he would actually tell me no. Aren't you happy? I did it for you. You know how much I hated seeing you struggle. Working all those shifts. Falling asleep at the store. Poor thing. Well, you can't go back. We're already closing that location. Well, it's not like we'd have anyone to train there, and, well, it's not that big of a deal. I can tell you what your duties might be here, though. You're still not convinced? Fine. Here's your first check. You want to look at the numbers and then tell me no? Nope. That's not an extra zero. That's how much you're going to be making. Monthly. Monthly. Not yearly. Monthly. Now, what was that you were saying? Something about not wanting the job. Am I correct? That's what I thought. You think you know by now that I'm trustworthy and I'm only looking out for you. You're mine, after all. Oh, nothing. I have something else for you. Something very important. Well, now that you're working here, I might not be able to see you as much. It's more of a professional setting, and, well, I think Daddy might get on to me if I bother you at work. I'm getting to my point. Just listen, alright? There's lots of people here. Before, you were working alone. Just you and me. Well, you working, me watching. Not the point. Now there's so many people here. So many girls. Cute ones. Well, at least I think they're cute. I told you I'm making my point. Just listen. How else is anyone going to know you're not? Well, if I don't let people know that you're mine, how is anyone meant to know? So, I thought of the perfect little idea. Here. It's for you. Don't you want to put it on? It even has your name. See? It's a collar. What? You don't want people to know about us? I don't know. Isn't this what couples do? Buy little necklaces or bracelets for each other. But of course I have something too. It would be such a shame if you were the only one wearing something. See? This one's mine. A little leash that perfectly connects to your collar. See? Has my name too. What? You don't think it's fair? Why not? I did all this work for you. So you could be a successful business person. But we were already so close before. You don't like this new dynamic? Why not? It suits me just fine. I think it's an accurate representation of the power dynamic between us. You don't like to submit? That's interesting. If I remember correctly, you love to obey. You're here after all, aren't you? Exactly. You dress nice for me. You even slicked back your hair. So adorable. And obedient. Now, are you going to let me put it on you or not? Good. I thought you would say that. Turn around. Tim clasp. Let's see. There. Now everyone will know you're mine. You look so adorable in it. We'll have to do something about your attire, though. Maybe we can spend your new check on some fancy work clothes. Oh, don't worry about saving it. You'll have plenty more. Remember? Monthly. No, don't look so sad, love. You can only go up from here. And of course, I'll always put in a good word for you with Daddy. So as long as you do your job, you'll rise the ranks and who knows? Maybe by this time next year, this little paycheck of yours will double. I have every faith in you, my love. I just know you'll be so successful in this business. That's why I brought you in, after all. Daddy says I have a keen eye for that sort of thing. I'm a good judge of character. And you, darling, are an excellent worker. A rare thing, really. It's exactly why I picked you for this job. Honestly, it's a bit lower in rank than the one I had in mind for you, but I didn't want to overwhelm you. I thought you might like it more if you worked yourself up to the top from here. Even though you are significantly higher up the chain than you once were. So don't sulk. You still earned it. See? There's that smile I love. No more sulking, right? Think of it like this. You were working oh so hard before, at the very bottom. Nothing but just you. You did all that work yourself. When I found you, I realized your talent, and I brought you here. Don't think of it like that. That kind of work would have been wasted in that store. Here, you can help improve the lives of workers like you. Or who you used to be. Promise. Now, come on. We've got to pick you out cute new outfits. Can't be wearing this to work. You'll be a laughing stock. And I can't have that for my baby. No, come on. What's wrong now? What? No. I wasn't trying to make fun of you. I'm just saying, it's not really business attire. Don't give me that look. I think you look good no matter what you wear. I promise. Proof? How am I supposed to prove that? I know. Take it off. All of it. Take it off right now. Because you don't believe me and you need proof, so take it off and I'll tell you you look good in nothing. Maybe you shouldn't have asked for proof, but now I'm determined and I always get what I want, so take it off. Oh, you're worried? Someone's gonna walk in. They won't. Promise. Now. You're going to fuck me. Over this meeting table. Right now. Well, because I want you to. You wanted proof, remember? I need to show you that I think you look good in anything. Even nothing at all. So you're going to wear nothing. And I'm going to come very, very hard while looking at you. As proof. Because what other proof could you get? Exactly. And I think this is the perfect time to try out our little matching relationship set. I want to hold this leash and pull you down at me. No, you don't have to bark like a dog. Unless I ask you. But I don't think I will. You wearing it here in this office building. That's enough for me. Now finish taking your clothes off. Me. I'm wearing a dress, silly. Fine. Fair is fair. There. You happy now? No. Come here. I've got to clip the leash on. There. You look so adorable. Really? Not hard yet? Fine. Come here. There he is. Give me your hand. I want you to feel how wet I am. Just from looking at your hard cock. You feel it? Did you really think that would work? This is not nearly proof enough. I need to come really hard on your dick. Then you'll know that I want you no matter what. Slide it in. Fine. I'll do it myself. You feel so good. Oh. Now be a good boy and start moving. Oh, fuck. Oh. Just like that. Oh, fuck. See? You can make me feel so good. Even when you're wearing nothing. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're such a good boy. So obedient. Fucking me right here. Oh, my dad's own office building. So naughty. Harder. Hopefully no one heard us. That would be a shame, don't you think? Why not? As long as they know who you belong to, then I don't really mind. Now get dressed. We have to go get you clothes. Remember? And don't ever accuse me of not being attracted to you for stupid clothes ever again. Or else I'll just have to prove it to you. Maybe in an even more embarrassing location.